one.
All right, we'll go ahead and I'll go ahead and call it to order, the meeting to order. It's 2:30 on the nose. So we'll get started. I don't have anything for the chairman's report. Is there anything from the board members?
Nothing here.
Nope.
Shelley.
And Bill, I take a note for you.
Nope.
Okay.
Right.
Secretary's report?
Nothing.
Nothing. Okay. Call to the public. Doesn't look like there's any members of the public here, so we'll get through that. So number five on the agenda, January 7th meeting minutes. Has everybody had a chance to review those? So other than the issue we just pointed out with the vacant board member position, we can get that fixed. Outside of that, I didn't have any other changes either. And so I take a motion to approve the minutes with that one change.
This is Shelley. I will make the motion to approve the minutes.
All right, I got a motion. Do I get a second?
I'll second it.
All right, Bill seconds. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, passes unanimous. All right, so the main business here, retiree return to work eligibility. Has everybody had a chance to review some of those documents in that? So maybe I'll turn it over to Angela or somebody. Does somebody want to just kind of walk through that and then we can talk about it?
We can.
So when there's a retiree return to work under PSPRS, it's the local board's responsibility to verify if they're considered eligible to return to work. There was a link in there in the email I had sent that kind of goes over the different scenarios and when they would be considered eligible. This one is, you know, one of them does say they can't work in any capacity after, unless they've been gone 6 months. This person has not been gone 6 months yet. However, it does say except for items 4, 5, and 7B. So you'll want to double check items 4, 5, and 7B to see if any of those qualify. He has been gone for over 60 days, and he has his termination date was on August 30th of 24. And there was a competitive recruitment. The job announcement was included for you guys all to review. There was a competitive recruitment with interviews conducted, and he did competitively compete for the position, as well as the position is a different position. You should have received the position descriptions for both the current and the future job.
Yeah. Yeah, as I reviewed through some of that stuff, to me it looks like under number four, that criteria fits for this candidate. So anybody else have any thoughts? I know obviously it's Mike Sumner. He was a regional supervisor. He's being recruited or put in for the division, R3 branch chief. So basically overseeing our Hunter education and recreation divisions, R3 part of it. So, to me, they're completely different jobs for sure.
The new job would even fall under a different retirement system. It would be under ASRS.
Yeah, correct.
This is Shelley. It does seem like he's meeting all of the criteria and the requirements to be able to come back.
Yeah. Can I ask out of curiosity how many people applied for that job?
I'm not sure how many applied. I'd have to look, but I think there was
Or were interviewed, maybe.
I'm not sure exactly how many applied, but I know there was at least, I think, 5 or 6 interviews.
Okay.
Now, I have a question. Is there a requirement that if somebody comes back, they have to go to a different retirement system?
That's not a requirement that they have to go to a different retirement system necessarily. It's that this position falls under Arizona State Retirement System, so the position itself would be under, because it's not a law enforcement position, so it wouldn't go under the public safety.
Okay.
So therefore, like at the end of the day, he would still be receiving his public safety retirement while getting his new salary and paying into ASRS as he goes forward, correct?
Yeah, got it.
And this is Shelley. I have a quick question. It may not even apply to all of this. If he is interested in being a reserve officer, does that have any conflict with any of this or create any issue with all of this? I didn't think so, but I thought I better ask.
That's a good question. I'm not sure.
Reserve officers don't get paid.
The reserve officers don't get paid, and they don't pay into a retirement, so I don't see how it would.
It won't.
Yep. I gotcha.
It's a volunteer position, essentially, that it would it wouldn't have an impact on this. So.
Okay. I just thought I'd throw it out there.
Sure. No, that was a good point.
So the scope of our discussion is whether or not he can take the position as is, but what about all the other criteria as far as medical and all that you have to go through to get hired?
For this position, it's different. It doesn't fall under the law enforcement. And so we don't require all of his other requirements are already met. If the position required a medical, it's already been met, but doesn't need to be reviewed by PSPRS board because the position doesn't fall under PSPRS. It would fall under ASRS.
So all we need to do is, as the local board, determine that he's eligible based on one of these criteria because he doesn't fit the timeline established, which he's close to this, close to that anyways, but he doesn't meet the 6 months. So in my review of the public safety requirements, I think he meets criteria number 4 for sure out of the 4, 5, or 7B. And so I believe he would be eligible to maintain his benefits while being hired back, is my read of it. So I guess at some point we'll have to, if we're all in agreement on that, we'll need to make a motion that we'll need, and then we'll have to present this, or we'll have to share this, and what our decision was with the retirement system through that. So,
well, if we're ready, I'll make a motion.
Go for it, Todd.
Then I'll make a motion that Mike Sumner is eligible to return to work for Arizona Game and Fish in the capacity of the IER3 branch chief.
All right, we got a motion on the table. Do I just hear a second?
Shelley, I'll second it.
Thanks, Shelley. Any other discussion? All right, hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And that's everybody, so no nays, so it's unanimous that he's back or is eligible under this criteria. So I know there was a timeline in here within 10 days of reemployment. I don't know where he's at in the reemployment process, so I'm assuming we're gonna be able to meet that timeline there. So
yes, we'll definitely be able to make that. A start date, we decided no start date until we see if the board determined eligibility.
Yeah, so we have 10 days from his start date to notify PSPRS that he's returning to work.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then they're going to probably want a copy of our draft minutes or something to show that we discussed it and determined he's eligible based on the criteria.
Sounds good. I guess any future agenda items we need to talk about or discuss?
Do we know when the next WM? I know they just had interviews. How long are we?
WMs will be on the next one in March. There will be medicals to review. They're currently in the process of waiting to receive the medicals back from the medical provider.
Okay. So we'll hold our normal March one at the normal timeline then. Sounds like. So we'll need to do that.
What would that date be?
March 4th.
So, you know, I probably won't. Well, I should be able to, I guess. I'm coming home on that day, so that's my last day of leave, but I should be home in time to get on a call, just so you know. So,
yeah.
This is Shelley. I am going to be in Flagstaff that day, but I could be available at 2:30, but I'm going to have to be on the phone. Will I need any prior paperwork or documents or something to look at?
No, you should.
Or, I mean, we've done it before, so.
I think we just usually do it verbally. I think they go through them and then.
Yep. Okay, I'll figure out what I'm going to do, but I should be available to start at 2:30. Thank you.
Yep, thank you. All right, if there's no other business, I'd take a motion to adjourn.
I move that we adjourn the meeting.
Second.
Got a motion. Second by Todd. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thanks all. We adjourned at 2:41, looks like.
Perfect.
Thank you all.
Hey, Bill.